A CrossFit session is currently taking place in Granada Hills. The coach yells at his students, instructing them to watch their posture, while another CrossFitter is intensively lifting weights.
CrossFit is kind of a combination of a lot of things. It's weightlifting, it's running outside, it's jumping, sprinting, doing pull-ups, body weight.
And it exploded in the warehouse areas all over the country. It's basically a very high intense workout that's done using Olympic lifting and high intensity power jumps, as well as sprints and heavy lifting.
That was Tyler Salvage and Servando Dominguez giving us a short description of what movements make up CrossFit. The sport invented in the year 2000 by a man who grew up in Woodland Hills. His name, Greg Glassman. Tyler Salvage, coach and owner of Granada Hills CrossFit, reminisces how he got involved in CrossFit and tells us how long he has been practicing the sport.
One of my friends that I worked out with all the time at like 24 Hour Fitness, a gym opened across the street right where he worked. And I had never heard about CrossFit. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anybody that did it. And we just went in there for a free trial. It was actually like a week or two before the gym even opened. So I ended up just instantly falling in love with it. And I was like one of their first members. Yeah, I've been doing it like 6 or 7 years now, and I wouldn't do anything different.
The owner of Granada Hills CrossFit says what the obstacles for him and his partner were when becoming an entrepreneur and opening their very own CrossFit gym 2.5 years ago.
City permitting stuff and, you know, starting a corporation. And you basically, if you've never started a business before, or especially a gym, it's a big learning curve. There's just so much that goes into it that you don't necessarily realize when you start. I'm sure that's true with every business.
Salvage tells us what for him is the key to success.
Myself and all the other coaches, we enjoy this. And I think when you're good at something and you enjoy it, then you'll be successful at it.
It started in Santa Cruz, California, as Greg Glassman was starting his own brand of fitness. He started training the city's sheriff's department. Then the idea emerged. He referred to his workout routine as what today is known as CrossFit. Philip Rosen, a current CrossFit member, tells us why he chose the so-called world's most beautifully addictive workout as his routine spot and not a regular gym, and has been doing so for almost a year now.
The way they do it here is kind of unique because it's very customized. You know, they do personal assessments, and they get to know your body and your limitations and kind of what your edge is, and they're very good about building a program that's right for you and pushing you forward at the right pace. And
so, Philip, how has CrossFit changed your life so far?
I'm 56, okay? So I feel like I'm in better shape than I've been in since my 20s. I feel like I have more energy. I'm eating really healthy too, probably healthier than I've ever eaten, which goes along with this sort of lifestyle.
And Salvage tells us what other services are offered at his CrossFit gym and what the best part of working in groups is.
We track all of your progress, so you know if you're getting stronger or faster, or if you want help with nutrition, we work with you, and we don't charge you extra for a nutritionist. Or we have challenges all the time for weight loss and exercise, and you get that sense of community that you lack at like big fitness facilities. You come in here, you're always greeted with a smile, you always have friends that come here, and it gets to be like you're almost in like a fitness club. Not only that, but we do things outside of the gym too. Like we have an event next month where we're all going to meet Saturday and do this workout and have a barbecue afterward. And we just had like a 2-year anniversary party. So it's more like a little family here.
Servando Dominguez, a personal trainer with 10 years of experience in the San Fernando Valley, tells us what the average age for CrossFitters is and why.
People that do CrossFit, they do, you know, they do get in shape very quickly. They do gain a lot of muscle and they look extremely well. But that's usually the best people at CrossFit. And the best people at CrossFit are usually people between 20 to 35 years old, which is the peak of human development. So they're able to handle it. So they are the ones that reflect, okay, this is what happens. This is how you can look. They feel that they belong to a small group of people that are badass.
Dominguez tells us what the negative effects and consequences are for those who attend a CrossFit gym, which is also referred to as a box because it can be anywhere and any style.
A lot of the people that I personally train, I have to fix what CrossFit has done to them. And so they come in with back injuries, knee injuries, neck injuries. Some people have been literally paralyzed. Some people have died from doing CrossFit.
CrossFit is a workout performed in groups. It's a community of people who exercise together and also compete against each other. Aristotle Green, who served the Marines for over 20 years, used to be involved in this intense sport. He tells us the reasons why he decided to join the community in the first place.
I used to watch ESPN. They used to have a CrossFit competition. And I used to watch that every summer. I think it came out, and I was impressed. You see, even the women were lifting like 300 pounds. And initially, that's why I took it in the first place, because I was going to do a mud run. And I wanted to get in good shape, and I hate running on my own. So I was like, you know, why don't I try out CrossFit, because I'll get my running done that way, my cardio done that way.
After doing it for 6 months, Green decided to stop attending CrossFit classes across the valley. These are the reasons why.
Being in the Marines, you get pressed to the limit, pushes you to the max. We're going to be in peak condition. So I'm like, well, I'm not in the Marine anymore as far as in the reserves. I'm not a police officer or a fireman, so I don't need to push myself that hard. I'm trying to go for longevity for my health, not just be in top shape. So there's a difference between the two. If you're trying to get in top shape, most likely going to damage your muscles and bones and stuff, trying to get there to maintain it.
Seppi Ayin, a personal trainer from the Valley, tells us since it is not a one-on-one session, CrossFit can be quite hurtful for those who are not familiar with the moves and the intensity of the workout.
It's just not personalized. You know, you may not have the strength or the knowledge about proper body mechanics and how to do the move correctly, and no one comes around to tell you, oh, well, you know, you're not doing this correctly. And as a result, being a physical therapist, I've treated many people who have actually gotten injured in the CrossFit classes because they just don't have the knowledge, they don't know proper lifting mechanics, and they just push themselves because it's a very exciting, competitive environment, and so they really do injure themselves and then end up needing treatment for it. The whole objective is to be very competitive and to push and do very, very hard activities that most people are not used to doing.
Ayin tells us which body parts are most commonly injured by CrossFit, which started as a simple workout of the day, then turned into an online phenomenon, followed by thousands of locations being opened until it finally became its own sport.
Either neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain. Some have torn muscles, but typically it's some kind of musculoskeletal or tearing of certain muscles.
Tyler Selvage, owner of CrossFit in Granada Hills, shares with us his plans for the future, which involves the young community as well.
I would definitely like to have more gyms. I'd like to eventually to work with high school kids and different athletes and children and stuff like that. And I'd also like to do corporate wellness and I definitely have some ideas.
Reporting for KPCRadio.com, this is Yadira Gonzalez.